Chapter 11.
I can't believe Aria tried to push off those half-baked pies on the judges,
Cassie snickered. Lexi cracked a smile. Not one to laugh at the failures of her competitors, she made an exception in this case.
I know. She didn't even start baking them until 20 minutes before time was up. Not sure what she was thinking there. But I can't say I'm sorry. Even her good friend Judge Harvey couldn't save her from that one, at least not without risking her job.
I think the contest might be down to just you and Corinne now, Cassie said. Lexi felt her heart clench. 2 days ago, she had felt for Corinne and her situation. She even thought the two of them were becoming good friends. But if Corinne had sabotaged her cake and was involved in the murder, then she wanted nothing to do with her. As she and Cassie got closer to her kitchen, she saw a familiar figure standing there. Jake Ryan. Was he following her? Hi, she said, her eyebrows raised.
Hi. I heard you won the pie challenge. Congratulations.
Thanks. Did you come all the way here just to congratulate me? Jake smiled, showing off his perfect white teeth and dimples.
Actually, I have some information about one of the suspects you might be interested in.
Oh, I didn't realize you guys shared information about one of your suspects with another one of your suspects. Jake glanced around covertly, then lowered his voice.
Well, I'm not supposed to, but this one could help you with the contest, too. What do you say? Come over to the bar with me and I'll tell you over a drink.
Was he flirting? Lexi felt tempted by his puppy dog look and the information he promised, but a quick look at her cart and kitchen revealed a pile of dirty dishes and bowls. I'd love to, but she waved her hand to indicate the mess.
Oh, you go ahead. I'll clean this up and put everything away, Cassie said.
Are you sure? Lexi asked.
Yeah, no worries. Go.
Cassie made shooing motions with her hands. Lexi shrugged. Okay. She turned to Jake. Shall we? She tilted her head in the direction of the casino bar.
After you.
Jake stepped to one side to let Lexi walk past. They walked side by side down the long, wide hallway. Lexi refrained from asking who the information was about and worked at making idle chit-chat. They selected a table in the corner of the empty bar, and Jake went to retrieve their drinks. A soda for her, and beer for him. He set her drink in front of her, then took the seat across the table.
Well, what's this big news?
Lexi tilted her head and raised her eyebrows. Jake took a swig from his beer, then set his arms on the table, leaning in towards Lexi.
We finished looking at the surveillance tapes, and we can rule out one of the suspects. Aria Pierce.
Lexi felt her shoulders sag. Really? Why? She hoped her disappointment didn't show on her face. Aria was one of the few people she didn't like, and Lexi would have preferred that the killer be someone she didn't like.
The casino surveillance tapes show her at the poker tables from 3:31 a.m. to 6 a.m. That's the time frame Saunders was killed, so Aria couldn't have done it.
Jake spread his arms, then settled back in his seat. Lexi swirled her drink, watching the ice cubes chase each other around the glass. She took a sip. She wondered if Jake knew Westmore was gay. If he did, then he knew Westmore and Peter Saunders weren't likely suspects anymore. At least, not because Amanda could have been having an affair with Westmore. Aria had been ruled out, so that only left her as the most eligible suspect. Was that why Jake seemed to be following her? She decided to test him.
So that leaves Westmore and Saunders as your prime suspects? She asked.
We have a few others we are looking at, too.
Lexi felt the tension in her shoulders relax, relieved he didn't say they had ruled out Westmore and Saunders.
Corinne Connors?
She decided to add a new suspect just for some extra insurance. Jake raised an eyebrow.
What about her?
When I found the sabotaged cake, there was glitter on the floor and on the handle of the fridge. Jake shrugged.
So?
I don't use glitter, but Corinne did. Her wedding cakes were loaded with it. Jake sat up straighter.
Why didn't you mention that before?
Lexi felt a flush of heat creep into her cheeks. I didn't realize it until today. I was going to mention it to you. Jake's eyes narrowed.
I'll have to look into that.
And that's not all. Lexi looked down. She felt guilt lay a heavy hand on her heart, like she was tattling on a friend to save herself. Then she realized it was all true, and if Corinne was the killer, the police should know the details. She looked up to see Jake staring at her, waiting for her to continue. Corinne has bad money problems. Her house is in foreclosure. I don't know how killing Saunders could help her with that, but she definitely has a strong motive to want to win the contest. Come to think of it, Aria Pierce has money problems too.
Yes, we found out she has a gambling problem. But since she couldn't have killed Saunders, I don't think that is relevant, unless she was in on it with someone.
People do strange things when it comes to money, Detective.
And you, Lexi, do you have money problems?
I assume you've done a check on me just like the others, so you know I don't. Jake nodded. Behind him, Lexi could see a figure gesturing wildly through the frosted glass wall of the bar. She leaned over to the side to get a better look. Jake turned around to see what she was looking at.
Who is that?
The frosted glass distorted her view. Narrowing her eyes, she could just make out a short, older woman with bluish-gray hair carrying a gigantic purse. I'm not sure, but I think it's my grandmother. Lexi watched Nance take a dainty sip of the tea Jake Ryan had persuaded the bartender to make for her before he discreetly made his exit.
Jake is such a nice young man. You sure do have a way of attracting the cute detectives. I hope you didn't forget about Jack, though.
Nance looked at her slyly over the rim of her cup. Jack and Nance had been neighbors, and Nance had a big soft spot for him. Of course not. I've just been busy. With all the excitement going on, she had been neglecting Jack. She made a mental note to call him as soon as she and Nance were done.
Oh, good dear. You two make a nice couple.
Lexi remembered how Nance had been gesturing wildly outside the bar to catch her attention. You seemed very anxious to see me. Did you want to tell me something? Nance leaned in, her eyes gleaming.
My covert surveillance was a big success.
Do tell.
I overheard Corinne talking on the phone. She seemed very upset, like she was being threatened. I heard her say something about some piece of paper that seemed important. She also said she'd do whatever it takes to stop the foreclosure.
Nance sat back in her seat, a gleam of satisfaction in her eye. That doesn't sound good, Lexi said. What paper was she talking about?
I have no idea. She just said she had it. It seemed important somehow.
I'm still not sure how this ties in with the murder and my cake sabotage, but I can understand how desperate she must feel. Lexi felt her heart drop. It's too bad. I was really starting to like her.
Nance put her hand over Lexi's. This doesn't necessarily mean she is the killer. Or that she ruined your cake.
Lexi sighed. But we don't have many other suspects left. Nance scrunched her forehead and paused.
There's still Peter Saunders. Usually the husband's the first one, I suspect. I wonder if the police have found out any more about him.
I don't know. Come to think of it, I haven't seen him around. Lexi glanced over at the bar, but there was no sign of Saunders.
And there is one other clue that I think we may be overlooking, Nance said. Oh?
Nans looked around to make sure no one was within hearing range.
The black book you got from Westmore's office.
That did seem important. But without knowing what it's about, how can we tell if it has anything to do with the murder?
We can't, but I think we need to give it due attention.
Lexi sucked in an ice cube from her drink and crunched it.
That's an idea. If only we could figure out more about what the notations in the book actually mean.
Nance nodded.
By the way, I saw Aria Pierce win big at the poker tables today.
Lexi's eyes went wide.
That explains why she was late getting her pies started.
Hopefully, she'll keep gambling and make it easier for me to win the competition.
Nance noisily slurped her tea, then wiped her mouth with a napkin.
Well, if that's all, I must get back to the slots. I'm on a winning streak, you know.
Lexi smiled. Well, I wouldn't want to keep you from that. As she watched Nans disappear into the casino, her thoughts turned to the murder. Something nagged at the back of her mind about the little black book. Just what did those dates and numbers really mean? Maybe, now that the police would be looking into Corinne's involvement, she should just let it go. If Corinne was the murderer and the one who had threatened her, the police would take care of it. Her time would be better spent focusing on winning the last challenge in the competition, not running around trying to find a killer. Except for one thing. Lexi had a hard time believing that the perky mother of three would commit murder. It didn't add up. Murdering Saunders did nothing to guarantee Corinne would win the contest and get the money. Unless there was more to it than Lexi realized. Lexi drained her glass, then pushed away from the table. Tomorrow was the last challenge and contest finale for Bakery Battles. She needed to get a good night's rest. She'd need all her wits about her in order to create extraordinary cupcakes that would win the challenge and catch the killer all before the end of the contest.